The Iraqi army is closing in on Daesh's last footholds in Mosul in an attempt to fully liberate the city from the terrorists. According to an army official, the remaining terrorists are fighting to the death and increasingly resorting to suicide bombings. The new round of the Syria peace talks has kicked off in Kazakhstan's capital, Astana. The two-day meeting has brought together delegations from the three guarantor states, Russia, Iran, and Turkey, as well as the Syrian warring sides and UN representatives. Jordan and the U.S. observed the negotiations. A U.S. drone attack in Afghanistan's Kunar province has killed four people. Officials say the unmanned aircraft targeted Daesh-affiliated militants. The U.S. has been carrying out drone strikes in a number of Muslim countries. A large number of civilians have been killed in the raids. North Korea says that it has successfully test-fired a new intercontinental ballistic missile. The launch was overseen by the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang says that the missile hit its target precisely after flying for 39 minutes. Tokyo slammed the test, saying that it will work with Washington and Seoul to stop Pyongyang. Russia and China have stressed the need for a diplomatic way to reduce tensions over North Korea. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his visiting Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping also slammed the deployment of the controversial U.S. missile system THAAD in South Korea.